The National Gallery is currently hosting a highly publicised exhibit of a selection of works by the famous Czech artist from the first half of the 20th century, František Kupka. The Road to Amorfa traces the way the artist's work evolved from figurative to abstract representation. In this week's Arts, Masha Volinsky spoke to the National Gallery's director, Vladimir Russell, about the exhibit, the palace where it is being housed, and the future plans of the gallery. She began by asking how international institutions were involved in the creation of the exhibition.
The whole thing started with basically engaging two curators from Paris. It was Pierre Brillet and his colleague Marc-Antoine Teinhardt, who originally was an employee of the National Gallery, and they developed the concept of the exhibition. And certainly their relationship they had with Centre Pompidou, which was the major contributor into the exhibition with respect to a number of exhibits. And then finally, four other foreign institutions, mainly from the U.S., including MoMA from New York, Guggenheim from New York, Philadelphia, and Albright Knox from Buffalo. We turned to them to allow us to bring to Prague some masterpieces that were able to fulfill the whole theme of the exhibition.
How often does the National Gallery have these international cooperations, and how much does the National Gallery send some of its items abroad?
Originally, National Gallery was very active in providing art loans and having reciprocity with various world galleries and museums. That somehow stopped after the year 2000 to a certain extent. We wanted to sort of reintroduce the concept of being more international than in the past. However, we have one major obstacle, and that is the fact that National Gallery is just a custodian of the art pieces that belong directly to the state. And unfortunately, since this we talk about a state property, the state property could be subject to some claims that institutions or individuals might have with respect to the state. And that unfortunately happened last year when two pieces that were from the National Gallery were seized in Vienna. And from that time onward, we have to be very careful to which country we can actually provide an art loan. So in this case, speaking about Kupka exhibition, we certainly have a plan to present this exhibition to other galleries. However, at this moment, it's quite unlikely that we will succeed in the near future to make this exhibition available in other galleries. However, we have a plan, and we have discussed that plan with the Peggy Guggenheim collection in Venice that sort of scheduled a version of this exhibition to be presented to Venice in spring 2015. And we definitely have a plan to organize a three-venue project that will include Prague, Paris, and New York, where a broad retrospective exhibition of František Kupka will be displayed in the year 2017.
The authors of the exhibit make a very strong case that Kupka is really the first, or at least one of the first European artists who took that step from Cubist art to abstract art. Is that the way that Kupka is portrayed abroad as well? Is he seen as one of the first, one of the innovators?
Well, it's difficult to say who was the first one. However, with this exhibition in Prague, we are trying to present Kupka as someone who certainly was not only a pioneer, but someone who started the whole process of how figurative painting could be turned into a non-figurative. And that's what that sort of evolution could be well tracked down at the exhibition, because the exhibition starts at a time when Kupka moved from Vienna to Paris. And being in Paris in 1895, he was looking at various ways how he could present art in a different way. So it was also highly philosophical the way he looked at it. And this exhibition is really an anniversary. It's 100 years anniversary. It's a centenarium of the Autumn Saloon in Paris in 1912, where he presented the two Amorphas. And that was the whole idea of the exhibition, that it really presents how he got from the figurative to non-figurative or to abstract art, and how the whole evolution of his way of portraying things basically evolved.
And we started talking before about cooperating with international institutions. You were trying to open the National Gallery more and more to these types of cooperations. Are there plans in the future to have major exhibits where you would involve institutions abroad?
It's my aim and goal to sort of reopen and make the National Gallery more international than it used to be. And for that reason, I would like to capitalize on the relationship that I have with a number of institutions like the Guggenheim or Beiler Foundation in Basel or Museo Picasso in Barcelona and elsewhere, and mainly to present what is the core of the National Gallery with respect to the, I would say, international flavor that we can present, and that's definitely modern art. And at this very moment, we are just finalizing the packaging of 107 paintings of classic Czech modern art that will be presented at the end of this month in South Korea, in Seoul, and it's going to be the largest exhibition of the Czech modern art presented outside of the Czech Republic.
The Kupka exhibit is housed in the Samoski Palace, which is the first exhibit the palace has seen in the past 10 years. The National Gallery has renovated it recently and has linked it now architecturally with Schwarzenbergski Palace. Can you talk a little bit about the project?
In 2004, National Gallery acquired the Song Palace for potential refurbishment, and the refurbishment was completed in the year 2011 in November, and we were able to open the Sound Palace officially in November last year with the Kupka exhibition. One of the achievements during the refurbishment of the Sound Palace was the connection that is made between the Sound Palace and the Schwarzenberg Palace, and that's a new visitor center. It was done by a Spanish architect, Mateo, and it's a new approach how one can actually enter the National Gallery, because National Gallery is primarily about historical buildings. We manage five Baroque palaces, one medieval convent, and then a modernistic edifice, which is the Veletržní Palác. So all of these buildings were not designed for housing art. They were utilized originally, or they were designed for something completely different. And with the visitor center that we just opened with the Kupka exhibition, we sort of achieved, I would say, a specifically designed space that is utilized by the gallery.
And are there any plans to make the Samoski Palace somehow different? Will it be housing separate exhibits, or will it have a permanent exhibit as well, the way that Schwarzenbergski Palace is?
Sam Palace has been destined for a permanent exhibition. However, at this moment, we have been experiencing some difficulties how to best utilize the space, because unfortunately the Sound Palace is a palace that was not built for nobleman purposes. Rather than, it was built more for the civil workers. And it was a living compound, and it was an office compound. It was not truly a palatial style palace. So the rooms are very small, and from that perspective, they're very difficult to be utilized as an exhibition space. So we have to be very careful how we can manage the space with respect to fairly well presenting the art, but at the same time, keep an eye on art so that that our pieces will not be in danger with respect to a number of visitors, and certainly the climate conditions that we have to maintain in these rooms. So Kupka is the first way how we can sort of experience the space and the conditions, and now we will continue with that sort of experience or trial period. And in May this year, we plan on presenting Dutch and Belgic art from 19th century from a private collection that will allow us to again observe the space and finally make a decision how we can utilize the space the best.
The idea behind the exhibit, how did it come together with the space?
We were primarily looking for an intimate space that would allow Kupka and the theme of the exhibition to be well presented. And it came to us that the Sound Palace because of its size and because of its, I would say, novelty, because its newly opened palace would be the best space where we could present something very specific.
That was Masha Velinsky there with the director of the National Gallery, Vladimir Russell. The Kupka exhibit will run at the National Gallery until early March.